nurtured by love and healed by the medicine of artists, at times inspiring the most gracious of prayers. It is said that music can soothe the savage beast, that laughter is the best medicine, and poetry can make us feel deeper by insight. Stories bring us together through time and space. The song is like a picture. It tells a story. La gente dicen que música puede calmar la bestia salvaje, que riendo es el mejor medicina, y poesía hace sentir los sentimientos más profundos de nuestra mente y alma. Las historias hacemos más juntos entre tiempo y espacio. Y una canción es como un poto, dice una historia. I would like to humbly present The Medicine Show, a variety show which features artists producing original material and which is therapeutic because it reflects our culture, which in turn stimulates thought and reconsideration to a positive outcome. For goodness sake, The Medicine Show. Welcome to the Vancouver Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Broadcast, webcast, and podcast from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver is crossing borders with Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam people. BC is some of the last unceded lands. That's the Malawi Mouse Boys.
We're talking with Don Scott of Peripheral Vision out of Toronto. And so how was that tour? You guys just came in back into Toronto, I seen. And how was the tour and being able to play with David Braid and Michael Davidson on vibraphone and pianist David Braid?
Yeah, it's been a great tour so far. I mean, we've been slowly working our way across the whole country from west to east. We started in Victoria and Vancouver, and then made our way into the mountains, and then into Alberta. We did a few shows, and Saskatchewan and Manitoba, and now we're back in Toronto for about a week down, and then we hit the East Coast next weekend. Uh-huh. And as far as playing with David Braid and Michael Davidson, maybe I should give you a bit of backstory. Peripheral Vision, the band that just put out our third record, which we're touring across the country. We also decided to link up with David Braid, who's a well-known force in the Canadian music scene, and vibraphone virtuoso Michael Davidson. We wanted to add them to our roster to sort of fill out some of the music that we recorded on this album, which involved a lot of overdubs and special effects and stuff that we did in studio. And also, around the same time we were thinking of this, David Braid had the idea to hire the entire band Peripheral Vision as his backing band and playing all his music. So what we did for this tour is some of the dates on the tour, we're going to be a double bill with Peripheral Vision plus these two guys playing our music, and the other half of the program would be the same sextet but playing all David Braid's music. So it's been really interesting to explore a whole bunch of original music on this tour and get into some interesting energies and spaces within the group.
Well, it's brilliant working with people you're able to interchange with. And so that brings me to the question of the name Peripheral Vision. I'm just imagining that you guys are using all sorts of nonverbals on stage, and, you know, that would be a form of, you know, using peripheral vision to communicate with your band. Are you guys, and you also mentioned the strong rapport that your band shares, enabling you guys to do the ad lib and the, you know, do some spontaneous stuff. Does that have something to do with the name Peripheral Vision?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't want to define it exactly, but it's more of a feeling of peripheral vision within the band. And yes, you're exactly right. The band involves a whole lot of improvisation and off-the-cuff stuff. And so while we're up there performing, that we always are keeping things in our peripheral vision. And yes, there's a lot of nonverbal communication going on. And of course, we have, you know, our set pieces of music, but they often go off in very different directions from concert to concert. So, you know, we all have to be on our toes and leading and following each other. So it's been exciting.
Do you have any specific memories of Vancouver you can share?
Well, we played there. When did we play Vancouver? Was it last weekend? Maybe it was on Tuesday of last week, I think. We played at the China Cloud. Do you know this club?
I'm not familiar
it's
with the club.
It's a small artist-run space run by Colin Cowan, and it was actually pretty nice to have an intimate little concert in this upstairs room, which was very nicely laid out and sounded great. And we were only in Vancouver for a day, unfortunately. I wish we had more time, but it was great. We always look for good food and good coffee while we're passing through, and then we had some great vibes at the gig. And we split the bill with a local band, which were called Tiny Quadramids.
Tiny Quadramids with J.P. Carter?
Tiny Quadramids. Yeah, exactly. It was a different incarnation of Tiny Pyramid.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
And JP and Dan Gaucher and Colin Cowan.
And so did you, it says that you were up at the Capilano University and did a workshop up there.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go?
That went great. The students are very receptive. We always like to have some sort of outreach activities on our tours, which is very good to, you know, keep in touch with the upcoming generation and tell them what we're up to. And they usually have some questions what's going on with our music. So we like to try anyways to inspire them and get them out to the shows as well. So yeah, we've been doing clinics just about every city we went to this time. So yeah, it's been very interesting to just to see what the students are up to and what their program is like and what they're interested in.
Uh-huh.
Help them out with some stuff they're working on musically.
Yeah, I see that you guys like it must have been quite a journey to get to where, you know, a lot of work getting to what you've done. You're still staying part of the community. And I've seen these signs as I go by churches that say Jazz Vesper. And I've always mm-hmm. wanted to go in and take a listen. And I still haven't. Shame on me. But it says that you guys have done one here in Colwood, BC. And what was your experience of that? Have you guys done many of these?
We've done a couple. I think we did the same Colwood Jazz Vespers last tour, which was in March 2013. And it was really great. You know, it's mostly a musical service, and there's a bit of religious service as part of it, but it's more a celebration of music and stuff. So it was cool for us, and it's a very different audience than what we would normally find in the clubs. So it was cool to see what that was all about. And yeah, this very receptive group of people, and we just played what we would normally play, and it was very refreshing.
That's very cool. Well, as I was saying, it must have taken, like I understand, people work really hard to get to the point where they're, you know, successful, being able to play with people that they you know, admire and work well with.
Mm-hmm.
So have you found that in all of this, have you had to sacrifice stuff that you, it almost made you question, like, you know, I did a lot to get here. Is there stuff you question whether it was worth or maybe almost regret? I guess you can't regret where you are, but, you know, is there stuff that you really had to leave behind because of this?
No, I don't really think so. I mean, this is exactly what I want to be doing with my life. And, you know, the more I can be out on the road and playing for people everywhere around the world, that's living the dream in my mind. So I don't feel like I've had to sacrifice anything besides having a routine schedule at home. Every day in my life is different, playing with different groups, playing, you know, doing rehearsals and gigs and recordings. And a lot of it is sitting at the computer, writing tour grants and recording grants and booking gigs overseas and stuff. So there's a lot of, you know, definitely a lot of hard work that goes into being where we are. And again, let me not forget practicing the instrument, of course. But yeah, I don't think I have any regrets. And with peripheral vision, like, we really struck a chord with the group of people we put together almost by accident. So the four of us, which is me and Michael Herring, who co-lead the band, and then there's Trevor Hogg on saxophone, Nick Fraser on drums, and just the four of us work really, really well together, and it's been amazing to be out on the road with these guys a whole lot. We get to get along together very well. We hang out in hotel rooms, and you know, I know some bands, you know, they don't hang out as much together when they're off stage, but for us, it's just we love being around each other, and so it's been super great. And I think that energy translates into the music too. Like, you know, we get along really well, and you know, if this is a show about music as medicine, then definitely I think for us there's something transformative and medicinal about the way we're playing with each other.
Well, yeah. Do you ever go off into like sort of a trance in the middle of your music, and you look up and you almost get caught off guard of where you are because you're so into your music?
Yes. I mean, that's sort of to not even be aware of what's going on. I mean, you know, or being completely aware of what's going on, and you're just totally inside the music, and every motion and gesture is coming from a place of a collectiveness. You know, sometimes we look up or listen back to recordings and say, how did that happen? things sometimes happen almost by magic, and, you know, synchronicities, like two people will play something exactly the same time, and you wonder how we, you know, it's like you're working with a collective mind at some point.
Well, I am trying to keep this brief for both of our sakes, but I want to ask you, you know, when you're traveling around and the, you hit all these backstage, so you got what they call the rider, which is what you ask to be served or what you need to do your gig. What is the best food you've experienced backstage? What was the best festival or best gig where that you had the best food that you can think of? What comes to mind?
I can't think off the top of my head. I mean, maybe I can reroute this question a little. And because in the modern jazz scene where we find ourselves, there's not quite as much festival performances that we're doing. We're playing more in clubs and presented by jazz societies and schools and other things like that. So more of what we end up doing is having good food in hotels and, you know, maybe meals before the gig. So, you know, along our travels, we sort of try to keep track of, you know, which hotels have the good continental breakfast and, you know, where there's a good restaurant between the hotel and the club. And, you know, maybe it's more like that. I mean, on this tour, I think maybe our favorite meal could have been when we played in Fernie, B.C., in the mountains. They put us up at this resort hotel, which is really great. And in the hotel, it's the Stanford Resort, and they have a very good Indian restaurant right in the hotel, not far from the water slide. So, so that might be.
Well,
those are the things we look for.
There's a shout out to the Indian food in Fernie, BC. Okay, so one more thing. It sounds like your music. Well, it provoked an emotional. An emotion similar to a memory of like sort of a detective movie or an original Twilight Zone show or something. I'm wondering if you can imagine your music as like the soundtrack to something you've either, you know, that you've seen or could be made.
Sorry, can you ask that again?
My question is can you imagine your music being the soundtrack to something? And if you could, what could you imagine it being a soundtrack to? Like, as I said, an old Twilight Zone, what comes to my mind?
Well, I mean, our music goes through many different moods, I guess, so maybe it depends on which track comes to mind. But definitely there's some noir elements to some of our music. And, you know, even a few of the members of this band have, you know, worked on some composing for noir soundtracks of, like, you know, short films and stuff. Yeah, something like if you take a listen to the track "Sheer Tyranny of Will," which is the title track.
The title album, track,
there's,
yeah.
There's sort of there is a bit of a sneaky noirish sound to that tune. So I don't know, maybe you'd like to.
Absolutely. Well, Don Scott, thank you for talking to us today on the Medicine Show.
Yeah, great talking to you, Jason.
I hope that, you know, if you come to Vancouver, you're welcome to come into the station even without notice. If you drop by on a Friday night between 11 and 12:30. Come and join our panel, sit in, play a song, bring your, if you give me any notice, come in and play some music for us. That would be great. And, you know, keep in touch.
That would be amazing. Thanks.
That would be really fun to have you guys in. And once again, thanks for talking to me today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Medicine Show. How you doing, Kelly?
I'm good.
This is DJ Ray, Jason Lawrence.
Yeah. And Miguel Elu Lopez.
Buenas noches, buenas noches. How are you, Jason?
Good. It's Medicine Show. And we were just listening to an interview of, well, we caught up with the guitarist Don Scott of Toronto-based recording artist The Peripheral Vision. There's jazz band.
Sounded interesting.
Well, they just arrived back into their home of Toronto after crossing the country, doing a cross-country tour, and will be going east next. And they're touring in support of the release of their new album, Sheer Tyranny of Will. So you can find more of them at www.peripheralvisionmusic.com. And so Don and his band were, well, they'll be coming back again. So we're in the studio now. We have some guests, Jeff and Melanie.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff and Melanie.
Hello. Hello.
And Jake Tuzel. How you doing, Jake?
Good, thanks.
All right, so I'm just going to do a quick intro after we said hello here. Jake Tuzel is here with us now. He was born in, you can say it, go ahead.
No, you got it.
Dumontagne.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Dumontagne?
Yeah, perfect.
I'd say, oh, no, let me try. Dumontagne. No.
No.
Dumontagne. Yeah. No, yeah. Just say it for me.
Dumontagne.
See, this is French, and I'm better at Spanish than I would be French, okay? And that's in Quebec. He likes exploring folk rock and the blues. Pre-production for his debut EP begins next Wednesday for a tentative late summer release. He can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as Jake Tuzel or @ Jake Tuzel, spelled T-O-U-Z-E-L. Okay, he has a side project called Death Divine, a hip-hop folk blues crossover. Listen at soundcloud.com/ Death Divine. All right, welcome. And as well with us, Jeff and Melanie are a local duo that also plays in a rock band as well called Revolving Doors. There goes my script again. You know what's funny is that just as I said that, the Revolving Doors, my pad just flipped and revolved at that second.
That's pretty annoying sometimes.
It is. It is, really, you know. Okay, well, they are originally from Alberta. Jeff Shardlow was a drummer for many years, still is. And so once he has run into Melanie Paul here, he started playing with her, doing this project. And Melanie Paul grew up in Alberta in a musical family with her parents playing guitar and piano. She also sang with names like Josh Groban, Melissa Manchester, Jerry Doucette, and Doug and the Slugs. Welcome, Melanie and Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's pull this right in for you guys to be heard. And did you get the sound bit up that I... Anyway, so who wants to start with a song?
Well, you want us to talk about a song or start with a song? Well, we'll start, sure. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Sounds good. What song did you want to start with?
This song's called I Don't Care Anymore, and it's a good story about how it was written.
Well, tell us about it. I've heard the story, so I was dying to hear it on the air. Go ahead.
Jeff was playing guitar one day, and he was playing this riff over and over again. And
I was experimenting with G-tuning.
Yes.
And open G-tuning. And so I'm trying to come up with some words, and I'm like, okay, I got the music, I got it, I can't get it, I don't care anymore. And she went, right, I don't care anymore, and started drying her hair, getting ready for work. And what was the dilemma? Should I dry my hair or should I write this down before I forget it?
It was about it, and I wrote the lyrics in about 5 minutes.
All right. So. Well, you know what? Actually, I just got reminded that we have that long interview. We have to actually pause just for a second to take a public service announcement. We'll be right back with I Don't Care Anymore. After that story, we got to hear the song.
Canadian music icon Gordon Lightfoot calls Craig Cardiff a songwriter who needs to be heard.
Used to the year where we learn and fear. Oh, rent's the cheapest room in the house, dear.
Love calls. Cardiff's innovative and personal live shows are catching on. His acclaimed albums Love is Louder Than All This Noise and Juno-nominated Floods and Fires are available now. To learn more, please visit CraigCardiff.com.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing. And I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
And we're on the Medicine Show. Vancouver, at Vancouver Medicine Show, am I right, on Twitter?
Yeah, and Vancouver Medicine Show.
Vancouver Medicine Show.
Yeah, at Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook.
Right over in the background.
We're on media, so.
I'm telling you.
There we go. We got some music, so.
I don't care anymore.
The subtle things that tears your world apart, and I don't care anymore. I can't cry anymore. I can't cry anymore. The moment that you quicksand over you, a sink and drown in breathless, I turn blue. If I could just get out and start anew, then maybe what were dreams would all come true. You aren't mine anymore. You goodbye a thousand times, and now it's really clear that you aren't mine anymore. You aren't mine anymore.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Excellent. So this is Jeff and...
Jeff and Melanie.
Jeff and Melanie. I got it right this time.
Absolutely. He's doing good. And so, would you like to start?
My turn?
Yeah, absolutely. Jake Tussell.
I'm going to play a song called Fork Time.
Nice.
Well, Wind's howls make wings grow stronger. Vultures that stalked out along. Tonight the desert floor will open and swallow home. Oh, I'll trade you anything, dear. Let me out of this place. I've been stuck here too long. This is our fault, yet I'm still waiting my fate. From my lips a humble prayer, answered by lost souls there. The moon shone and I was lost, captured, but at what cost? By daybreak my days broke down. Never proud, I wear no crown. Forked tongue, the deed is done now. Rise beyond the setting sun. Enter every dawn. And haunt my every move. I'll haunt your every move. Oh, I'll trade you anything. Just let me out of this place. I've been stuck here too long. This is our fault, yeah. Still waiting my fate.
Oh, yes.
It's like having Tim the dog in the house.
Man. Jake Turzel is in the house. Well done. Well done, Jake.
Absolutely. All right. So we are also getting...
There we go.
Let's take my own advice and get in the microphone. So we're also waiting for, we've got the band, the Crobot, setting up behind us in the studio, and they're going to be playing some music with us in a few seconds. Mm. I mean, a little while. We're still winding up to that.
Of course.
We're going to hear some more Jeff and Melanie here in a few seconds. Did you guys, did you have that sound bite all queued up for me there? Okay, well, I was going to ask about, you know, working with some of the big names that you've worked with. And okay. First of all, we had the interview on earlier. We were mentioning what was the best backstage food you've ever tasted. So where was the best backstage food that, like, I'm a bit of a foodie. So what do you think? What was the best you've done?
Okay, I probably have to say the Commodore Ballroom. Mm-hmm. Doug and the Suggs had a really good rider, I would think. And also at... the Circle 8 Speedway in Calgary for the Alberta Jams, they had good. And that's only because me and my roommate were cooking, but, it's, you know, good food, good barbecue.
Good food?
Yep, good food.
And so also we noted that you had played in the presence of some of the musical greats that we were mentioning, Josh Groban being one of them. And from what is understood of the man, he has quite a sense of humor.
So they say.
Did he even cancel me jokes? Or?
Yeah, okay. So from what I've heard, he has a bit of a foul mouth. And he is...
Potty mouth.
Okay. Well, at least
so
we got
a sound bite of him actually singing. They bleeped out the swear words, but go ahead and roll the trash. Yes, I saw them. They were in a bathroom stall. Okay, that's good. I think we got the point. He's doing something.
Anyway, so did you ever have a chance to speak to any of these famous people, and did you ever catch any of that humor?
Didn't catch any humor with Josh Groban. It was very, very professional. I was with part of a choir that we backed up. What is that song? Oh, that's embarrassing.
We Are the World?
Well, it's kind of like We All Were the
Kind of like a parody type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The no, one, he what he did was he hired choirs whichever city he played in.
Right.
So, you know, you'd learn whatever the lines were and then just accompanied him mm-hmm. with the orchestra. But yeah, he was very nice. He was lovely. He looks about 15.
Oh, wow.
So.
You got any road stories? What's the wildest, like, wild road story that you...
Jeez Louise.
I mean, you got experience some of these great bands, so I'm wondering
I think the good story, I was just saying about food at the backstage at Circle 8 in Alberta, in Calgary. We didn't have any running water or electricity, and we had to get our water...
Was it winter?
No, it wasn't winter, but it was just because where it was. And we didn't have any running water, electricity, anything. So we had to get our water in these 5-gallon barrels and get them back in the truck and then haul them out. And as we were standing there, all these bearded guys stand around us, and he said, "Could you guys help us lift this off the truck?" And they said, "Oh, sure, ma'am, we'll do that." And
with the accent and everything.
And yeah, and after they helped us, they said, "We got to go now." And they said, "What? Because we're on next." It was ZZ Top.
So
that's about it.
You meant Billy Gibson's.
Billy Gibbons' mama. Gibbons, she's sorry. Hilarious. She's about 5'0", and her hair was about as high and bright red. And I said, "Your son's quite a musician." She said, "Ain't he great?
Ain't he great? My daddy talks
so
just like that." Jeff and Melanie, we want to hear another song from you guys. So, would you guys want to? What song did you want to do next?
What do you want to do?
Speaking y'all, what y'all song do y'all want to do?
We, I don't know. Let's see. We
what
got
do you want
three
to do?
More here. We brought. Let's go with the hey. Do that one? No. Okay.
Hey. Tell me one. How about that one? How about that one? That's a good one.
All right.
We brought lyrics because okay. We're old now.
I need my cheat sheet.
So the actual song is...
Tell Me One More Time.
Okay.
All right.
No.
Anytime.
I saw you laughing with the girl you know, and I pretend it's a joke or two, but I see the way she looks around, the way she's always looking at you. Tell me one more time, I need to hear it once again. How could I have been so blind? I know you're true, you're my best friend. I wanna pick up and move along. I wanna hear you say it's wrong, but it's hard to live behind the truth. It's hard to make it on my own. Now tell me again, how could I have been so blind? I know you're true and you're my best friend.
I got hurt on my way down, was alone. I can make it on my own.
Tell me one more time. Tell me one more.
tell me one more time. I need to hear it once again. How could I have been so blind? I know it's true and you're my best friend.
Almost got through it.
Jeff on the guitars, Melanie on the singing. Very nice.
Jake Giselle.
Yeah.
Jake. Bring over.
There we go.
Another one?
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask you about your band name for your side project.
Oh, okay.
What's up with that that Death Divine thing? Because, you know, we never look at death as entirely a bad thing. It is a rebirth, right? So what's up with the name?
I mean, exactly like you said. It was a project that was started by a good friend of mine, Jeff Barnes. And I kind of came into it after the fact. So the name is more his doing, but I just go with it.
And so what do you do in that band there?
We kind of compose beats together. I'll play guitar and sing, and he'll rap and do his thing. And
very nice.
Yeah.
So what song were you thinking of doing next?
This song is called Reservations. So here we go.
Oh, do you just out of curiosity, what's the song about?
It's a love
song.
It's a love song, definitely.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Take it away.
You sleep tired, I stand guard. Won't be torn away, it's not in the cards. Despite your dreams, I'm a simple man. Sit stick around and I say that's my plan. I accept your reservation in my heart. I accept your reservation in my. If you leave, it's gonna sting. You said don't worry about a thing. Your love is locked down with my key. Forget your fears and come on home to me. I accept your reservation in my heart. I accept your reservation in my heart. To the south, wind has blown, darker skies never shown, till I saw a face like yours. So come with me, we're gonna lock the doors. I accept your reservation in my heart. I accept your reservation.
Jake Giselle. All right, well, it sounds like we are going out to a
break.
Public service announcement. We will be right back on The Medicine Show. Thank you.
Come join Vancouver Local Spring for their tour homecoming show, January 31st at the Hindenburg. With guests Dead Soft and Cave Girl. This one's an early show, so make sure to show up at 8 o'clock to catch Cave Girl. Tickets will be available at the door. Spring, Dead Soft, and Cave Girl at the Hindenburg, Saturday, January 31st.
No.
Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. We play all types of D&D or jungle for the first half of the show. On the second half of the show, it gives you that irritating noise that you just don't want to hear it. Or it could be some ambient sounds that might drift off and or fall asleep in the moment of life. Or it could be some new age that you just heard on most stations, but even better. Or it could be that this music has no beat or drums in that music. Either way, tune into the Late Night Show, now broadcasting on Saturday mornings at 12:30 a.m. right after the Medicine Show, also hosted by me, DJ Rain, and Jason Lawrence. If you happen to hear us around the world, you can always check us out at CITR.ca.
No, what do you mean, Dad?
We are here back.
Yes, we're back with Jeff and Melanie.
And we have more music.
More music.
We got more.
So,
we came prepared. What is,
I know, and and you know what? I was excited to have you on the show because, really, that's a beautiful voice. And,
thank you very much.
And I was just enchanted by that first one about, you know, being left behind. I almost started crying. I'm serious, too. I got all tear-jerky on that song. Okay, so what are you guys going to play next?
This song, okay, actually, Jeff's going to sing it. It's,
No.
No?
Yay! I did song two.
He's coming along.
Getting shy all of a sudden, eh?
Move up there.
Mister.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to let him play it.
You ready?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Just kidding.
And it's...
Okay. It's called If I Tell You.
If I tell you, would you read between the lines? If I held you, could you kiss me one more time? If I call you, could you
beautiful. Jeff and Melanie.
Thank you.
It's great.
It sounds like a country show.
Okay, so right this minute, we are getting ready for Crobots in a few seconds, so we're going to hear another one from you.
All right.
Switching artists.
Called 1835.
It's a good year.
Very good year.
Good year.
It was 1835.
Thank you.
pairs of eyes are watching me from the couch in the ledge by the window. Fairyland shines in those eyes, and I must leave you. It's a witching hour, and the full moon's on the rise. I set my tapestries breathing. Long dark trip down the front of that long black curve. Run for your life and hope the demons don't get you first. For you ever get a chance to live your life. Oh, oh. The silence cuts like a knife. Darkness floods the sky, they're watching from the shadows, ready to strike, they might have you. It's the witching hour, and a full moon's on the rise, the semi-tapestries breathing. Long dark trip down a locked up front of that long black curse. Better run for your life and hope the demons don't get you first. For you ever get a chance to live your life. Oh, oh. Silence cuts like a knife.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Love that guitar.
Jake Trezell, everybody.
Thank you.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Absolutely
Jake.
Absolutely incredible boys.
Thank you.
Everybody's just doing their best, and we have more with the Crobots coming up in a few seconds here. We're going to go into a song of Jeff and Melanie, and we will be right back with Jake Trezell and Jeff and Melanie and the Crobots in a few minutes. You got that song, Tuna? Are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay, thanks.
This is Beautiful Lady.
So homesick for a place I've never
Beautiful Lady by Cheryl Paul. This is The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM, also online at CITR.ca and on Twitter at CITR Radio. So we have a next guest is the Cowbots. The Crowbots.
The Crowbots are here.
Yes, the Crowbots. Not the Cowbots. The Crowbots.
We're not from Alberta.
Okay, so...
And Jason has more of it.
I have a bit of an intro here for you guys. Great. So, the Crowbots will be releasing their first record, Days Run Away, with a show at the Waldorf at the end of the month. They will be playing with Frankie and the Ruffled Feathers.
Wow.
If that isn't just the perfect band name, eh? Sorry. starts at 7 p.m. They play what they call Scavenger Rock and Roll, as they draw from many decades of the 20th century with a sweet, funky pop side.
JJ, are they open at 7, or do they play before the doors open around there?
On at 9, first band on at 7.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
that's
nice.
Tomorrow.
It's
and
a
that,
show.
It's, yeah, because so you want to be there like at 6 to get a good seat, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Push your way.
Okay. You don't want line in the bar.
Okay, so... For everybody else's sake, not out in Radio Land, but just the studio, you can raise your hands or give a nod when I say your name so that the rest of the people. The Crowbots are Carlos on
Maybe
guitar.
Just go,
hey,
yeah,
Carlos. Vocals and enough digital delay to take all the pain away. Here's your intro, Carlos, that you actually have to read. Okay, because I couldn't bear to say these words on the air. There you go. So.
Oh, we could sing it for you if you wanted. Maybe we'd have to revise.
Who is this? What does it say about you?
I was born in a cave on the side of a mountain. Mama was a grizzly bear and Papa a mountain lion. I'll eat anything on the land or in the water. I'll steal your wife and maybe your daughter. Do you want me to keep going?
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. We love it.
I take off my clothes when I run in the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Stay out all night till the jungle twilight. I can see in the dark and breathe underwater, but don't worry, baby. This rolling stone don't gain a lot of moss.
That's a good poem.
What are you talking about?
That's okay. A good poem.
Okay, that's the man. I think I'm going to need
Has his glasses on. There we go.
Some glasses on. This old man can't keep up with Carlos.
There we go.
Carlos is fond of shamanistic therapeutic remedies and recommends for most ailments howling at the moon while vigorously shaking a tambourine or simply rhythmic beating of stones and hollow logs with sticks. Moderate consumption of additional natural narcotic supplements, including herbs, mushrooms, and fermented mountain ash berries may also assist in this process. Very good, Your Excellency.
Yeah.
Bring on the medicine. Daver on guitar. Hey, how you doing, Daver?
What's up?
All right. Guitars, vocals, tambourine for the soul from Vancouver and Calgary. Dave started what would eventually become the Crowbots in 2007. Mm. It was an alternative country band. He wrote songs, spent time in Southeast Asia. He's an adventurer.
Yeah.
They say Daver is the good cop and Carlos is the bad cop. Senor Discipline over there. All right. Will Seaborn on bass. Hey, Will.
Hey.
Shout out. You got to be really loud back there.
Oh, yeah.
But the drum and bass are on the hallway there.
Drum and bass, man. Yeah. He was from Toronto. He's always trying to lead an artistic double life. Will makes movies during the day and plays music at night. Miguel, did you hear that? The man makes movies. Miguel also makes movies.
Mm.
We've chatted, yeah.
Right on. Previous musical endeavors include an alternative pop group called Arcaline. Well, you say Arcaline, I say Arcaline. It's kind of like tomato tomato. No, I'm kidding. Sorry. It is what it is. Soul punk, funk, sextet, Monkly Cascade. Is that Monkey Cascade or Monkly?
Monkly. It's named after a waterfall in Hamilton, Ontario.
Monkly Cascade. From Hamilton. Did I just get volume now?
I had to do the volume for the bass player.
Okay, just curious.
He's far away, so...
And he also played in a Punk Rockers Etch.
Yep.
Cool. I play bass in a punk band sometimes myself. Anyway, Bo the Horse on drums. Hey, Bo.
Hey.
Is that your actual last name, the horse?
House, man. House. His last name's House. His first name's Bo. It's amazing. Oh, with a name like that.
Here I am getting all... Even with glasses.
You know who gets the groupies here?
It's the Bo House.
Bo the House on drums. Bo is the co-founder of a graphic design and communication company. Bo is also a captain for ocean-faring vessels. For real. He knows D.C., knows Seattle. Now he knows Vancouver. Don't miss the boat. Okay, guys. Crobots are here in the house. And without further ado, do you guys want to do a song to take us in?
Let's do it.
Oh, wow. What are you going to play?
We're going to play a song I wrote about my baby. It's called Sessie Doo-Wop. It's on that album. Take you on a mall shop. I wanna watch you draw clothes you want. I wanna buy all your new stock. Come on, baby, show me how you let it drop.
Yes, so this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You're also online at CITR.ca, and this is The Medicine Show. I'm DJ Ray, along with JJ.
Jason Lawrence. Captain Lawrence.
Yes.
Anyway.
Anyways, you have been listening to The Crobots.
The Crobots. You guys have an upcoming release party at the Waldorf on January 31st, tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Woohoo! Early start at 7 p.m. Sounds like fun. Have you guys, know the room, right?
Yeah.
Or have you ever been into the Hawaiian part?
That's the tiki.
Where it is. Oh, man, that's what's going to be in the tiki tacky tiki.
We're going to play some surf music just on behalf of that.
It's pretty perfect, actually. They've given us free license. They've given us free license to use their disco ball and bubble machine.
Got a bubble machine.
Oh, bubble nice. Machine, which will be perfect for this.
So you guys are allowed, eh? You that's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Surf music, bubble machines, bathing suits.
And margaritas, right? Yeah. So
are they encouraging like beach wear? Is that the way it goes?
We are now.
Ah, yeah. Can I tell your friends, Facebook it. Okay. To get this made, you guys like did a lot of work to put this album together. It's your first album and everything. You guys must have had a few sacrifices along the way. Can you guys tell some of the things you guys had to go through to create? It must have created a few memories along the way, like some adventure or something like that to Did you have to really skimp and save and make, you know, craft dinner on the stove while you're waiting to What happened?
Yeah, we begged, borrowed, and stole a little bit just to use all the resources that were available to us. We got some really good people, friends that knew what they were doing. Justin Guptill. And he was our main man behind the pixie dust, behind the production. And we just set up in our studio where we rehearse, and we spend a weekend and punched out the five songs. So, yeah, there was some sweat.
It was hot.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's boiling hot.
Long August nights. Yeah.
We did it all live off the floor with only like a couple of vocal overdubs.
You really will have to come in and tell us about that.
There we go.
What'd you say?
We did it all live off the floor in a weekend, so we were playing everything at once. So we were all just huddled in the room. And then they did a couple of psychedelic overdubs and some vocal overdubs, but other than that, it was pretty much what you hear on the record is our live show.
So you guys get some of that live energy, that magic of what you guys are doing tonight.
Exactly.
The cool thing about recording that way is like assembling everything together. It's just like, it's just amazing. It's more about chemistry.
Well,
totally. Absolutely. Just like how you flows on that night and just like, psh,
well, that's how the
magic going on.
Their first album.
Right.
They just played their live show.
Yeah.
How they did it.
Yeah. And I mean,
you're in good company.
I recorded in bands where we did the whole track at once over like a few months and like doing everything layered. And sometimes, depending on the band, you just need the energy of everybody in the same room at the same time, especially if you want it to sound sort of like hot and pulsating and like that sort of thing. And I mean, I'm a big fan of old Motown and funk and that sort of thing, and they used to just hire studio musicians and then everybody's in the same room at the same time doing one take. That's why there's so many fade outs in those old recordings. It's because they didn't know how to end the songs. So they were just riffing on it, and they would bang out a couple of songs, you know, in a weekend, and I just kind of like the energy around that.
I thought it was somebody crunching a carrot when somebody <made it away. laughs>
What's your .com? Google the Crowbots, I guess.
Find us. It's Crowbots at bandcamp.com. Crowbots.bandcamp.com.
Yeah. Microphone's falling. Okay, what song you guys want to do next?
It's related to some bad medicine, yeah?
Yeah,
and
heat.
Yeah, and heat. It's called Fever.
All right.
Yeah.
Crowbots, everybody, on the Medicine Show here on CITR 101.9 FM, on at CITR.ca, and we are also online at Vancouver Medicine Show. So, Jason, JJ.
Me? Why are you talking to me? I'm not supposed to be talking. You're part of the co-host. I'm trying to talk on this show as much as possible, can't remember?
Yeah, we're family here, so.
Let's go for one more sec.
Oh, yeah.
One more set?
Yeah, we got time for more music. These guys were just tuning. So what are we doing next?
This one's actually a bit more of a ballad. It's a little bit of a sidestep for the Crowbots, but it's about a near miss in love, I guess.
What's the name of it?
More Than Desire.
Thank you.
the Crobots, everybody.
Did you hear that drum solo at the end?
Yeah.
I you know what is weird? I know this sounds weird that I could compare that with a Doors song, but I almost got like tripped out in the in the lead because it was going on like a jam. Well, I was
respect,
like,
man.
Ah, respect, man. You guys are, this is really good. Now we're going to actually jump off track for a second and listen to the band earlier tonight that I interviewed that is back in Toronto called Peripheral Vision. It's a jazz band. They recently took home an award, and from their album Sheer Tyranny of Will, this is the title track from Peripheral Vision. So we'll be right back on The Medicine Show with the Crobots, Jeff and Melanie, and of course Jake Tuzel.
There you go.
I stumbling on my words, Jake.
So all right. You know what that means. We're going to take a break and we'll come right back with more stuff. The Medicine Show coming to you. Coming right back.
AMS Events presents The Last Band Standing.
This is UBC's official Battle of the Bands. This is your chance to showcase your talents in a three-stage competition. Enter now at ams.ubc.ca/events or via the AMS Events Facebook page.
Could you be the last band standing?
SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
There we go. This is the Medicine Show. I'm DJ Ray, and across from me is JJ.
JJ, that's right. JJ, and I'm with Lawrence. Jake Tuzel.
Yes.
One of my favorite new artists. Because I think that I think the Medicine Show has been getting a lot like better with time and everything.
Get stronger and stronger.
And we hope that everybody comes back and visits us at the new building.
Yes.
All right, going back into the Crobots, guys.
Crobots?
Just rocking. What's up next?
We're going to play a song called The New Real.
The New Real. Do you need to pull that microphone closer?
No.
right.
The
well,
crow butts.
And you know something, guys? We're gonna have to do a bit of an adjustment. Could you hear yourself?
No.
We're gonna have to turn down those two guitars. Mm-hmm. Leave the bass where it is. Right. Drums are fine. Just bring down those guitars, and we're gonna hear the vocals on the next track.
Yeah, we couldn't hear them very clearly because of the voice. And
it was so loud in here, but we love it. Don't worry. It made a good. We just turned down the sensitivity of the mic, which just means we only sacrificed the lyrics, and I'm sorry about that.
Well, I'm hoping that we move to the new place would be a lot.
Well, until we're still here.
Until we get to it in April. So.
Just sing. Strong.
This next one's called Muffin. It's about, bacon.
Tell us about the muffin.
Muffin and bacon?
And never mind. Anyway.
It's a noun.
It's about a muffin.
And a verb.
Yeah, it's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you just do your thing. I'll be able to yell at it.
Of sugar, get it on. Give me a cup of butter, move it along. Ooh. 2 cups of all-purpose flour. This is my hour. Could be yours too. I've been keeping you up all night long. Morning, I can get my snack on. Ooh, I can use anything that you want for me. We can get creative in the pantry. But I always, always have my milk. Help all, give it a juicy in my bone. I can turn it on. 25 minutes or more. Taking it out in the and you could be far. Serving them, you're still warm. You're still
Thank you, Crowbots, for coming on our show, Medicine Show. I'd like to thank Jeff Hardlow. who was in here with Melanie Paul, Jake Tuzel, and the Crobots, Carlos, Daver, Will Seaborn, and
Bo the House.
That's right. With my co-host DJ Ray and Miguel Lopez Lu. I am Jason Lawrence. This is The Medicine Show. I'd like to thank the creator and everybody listening.
And DJ Ray will be coming right back to the late night show.
With some dum dum.
Yes.
Take us
out. All right, now this is Jazzy, this is Jazzy T, and this is her song "Mermaids." And I just want to let you know that she was a past guest of the Madison Show. Thank you.